दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय रेणुका। द लोक सभा इज होल्डिंग डिस्कशन ऑन द वर्क फॉर अमेंडमेंट बिल 2025 एज प्रपोज बाय जॉइंट पार्लियामेंट्री कमिटी। The legislation seeks to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Moving the bill, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the consultation process of the Joint Parliamentary Committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. He said the legislation has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. The minister said the legislation is not intended to confiscate anyone's property. The minister said as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects and women. Mr. Rijiju accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. He said, in the present act, some provisions were misused to declare any land as Waqf property in the country. The union minister questioned that India has the highest Waqf properties in the world, then why Indian Muslims are still poor? The minority affairs minister also moved the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. Taking part in the debate, Anurag Thakur of BJP thanked several organizations for supporting the bill. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that the legislation will hit the secular image of the country. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. A Raja of DMK termed the legislation as unconstitutional and anti-minority. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
Waqf mein koi gair Islamic sadasya aayega hi nahi. Ye spashtata samajh lijiye. Na mutawalli gair Islamic hoga, na waqif gair Islamic hoga. Jo dharmik sansthaon ka sanchalan karte hain, उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है, हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं माननीय।
Mr. Shah said this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them. Meanwhile, various organizations across the country have welcomed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, terming it a new dawn of reforms and gesture of goodwill from Narendra Modi government towards deprived and backward Muslims. The Parliament has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The legislation seeks to regulate immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka tomorrow morning. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit being hosted by Thailand. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Petgodtran Shinawatra at Bangkok tomorrow. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will inaugurate the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh in New Delhi tomorrow. Presented by Government E-Marketplace, GEM Startup Mahakumbh will conclude on 5th of April. During the three-day event, assistance will be provided to all startups so that they are ready to start selling on GEM. The Department of Telecommunications has disconnected around 1.75 lakh landline phone numbers that were found to be involved in unauthorized promotional and illegal activities. In a statement, the Ministry of Communication said that many spam calls were being made from numbers starting with 0731, 079, 080 and others. The ministry said that the department used crowdsourced data to take action against these numbers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.